Okay. Podcast or 101. Or 101, I think. So, you know, here I am. Or the pre, actually. And, well, you know, things happen, lots of things. Sometimes they tend to come in chunks in the world, in ourselves. And the astrologers, they say, yes, yes, we can see it. But in any case, here I am just walking, talking with God. Sometimes that's the only thing you can do, really. You try all your techniques and meditations and preparations, but you can't solve it all anyway. Then, you know what this surrender is, this saranagati, it's about that. Just giving up and turning to God, saying, give my self to you now and put my life in your hands and do with me whatever you want. And then, contrary to what some may believe, that God just then takes everything from us and says thank you very much and consumes us as slaves, that surrender, like someone who just completely trusts another person, well, that's kind of love, isn't it? Yeah, one could say fear then, but such acts, when they are done real, melt hearts. So this is how I try to describe in the Srila Bhagavatam and the nectar devotion, that Radha's love of Krishna is so pure and so powerful in all its simplicity, that God himself, Krishna, the big and dependent one, is conquered. And therefore Goddess is more powerful than God. And you know, all this beautiful theology you find there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the old Indian. And I guess you find it in other cultures as well. Stories telling us and showing us what, yes, I say, is reality. That is beautiful. Satisfying and loving to live in. And then there is this little gray corner somewhere of the cosmos. Where some live there in the shadows, with their greed and their lust and their anger and their envy and their fear. This could be made into a little animation, actually, a web tool. Well, someone just wrote on social media, a disciple of Prabhupada Govinda, Devidas, or whoever she was. Yeah, I think so. That why do you even bother about which side to take, and if or if not there will be a war, a nuclear, whatever. It's been already foretold by several astrologers and predicted by Srila Prabhupada. So this is just time taking its toll to sink the Western world, which, well, makes sense to me. Well, then of course the question is, should we pretend it doesn't exist and everything is fine, or should we prepare ourselves and our near and dear? We ordinary people down here looking up at those sorry but fake leaders, incompetent ones, and the other smarter ones, they're pulling the strings of those puppets, also bewildered. This is really what makes me happy, sucking out every little ounce of life energy. Those who live here on this planet, or all of us, taking, getting, sharing, so each one gets according to their needs. Isn't that a good idea? And you find it very much in Eastern thinking, for instance. There in the Tao of China and the Dharma of India. Well, where the leaders should first of all have the power, strength, courage, and ability to allow their people to live in peace, satisfied, home, family, food, clothes, all those things that we need, and security, no thieves here, no. And that's the first thing, not to go out and do wars with other countries, steal from them. That's the Western barbarian style. If we look at the Eastern cultures, well, that 17th century fleet of China is a good example. It was to learn and share and explore peaceful relations. Hey, jump on our ship, you king over here. and you can come visit our country. And we'll treat you like a king, of course. You know, these old, big cultures that were center of the earth in those days. Well, you know, they are getting back into the center of the earth. Just face it, take it.